FM 90.3 WJTL, Castle Crowns already there. Need to breathe before that. Hard Love. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Weather forecast for today. There's a mix of clouds and some sun. Increasing clouds this afternoon. They're going to win over. High of 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain. Low down to 33. For our winning Wednesday, sunny, breezy. High 61. Currently, it's 29.
This morning, our special guests from Jubilee Ministries, Ryan Neuswanger and Aaron Keller are here. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Great to have you both here. And Ryan is the CEO of Jubilee Ministries. And Ryan, you guys started 42 years ago as an outbreak of your youth group, and now you're in 10 prisons. You have 5 reused stores. You must have some great stories about how God is working through your ministry.
We do, and what's interesting is because we've been in the prisons for so long, we have really, you know, established congregations. Some of the prisons we're in, there's men that are in there for 25 and 30 years and longer, and you know they've been going to services for that long, and so they're now very mature Christians, and they're acting as elders in the church, and you know they're leading the worship and doing announcements, and so it functions very much like a church, and that happens because we're there and we've been there so long. And so you know from that you know, there's a service at the one prison where, you know, 300 men come, and that's the first service of three services. And so if we look at it like a church, you know, you could say that Jubilee has 17 pastors and 10 campuses. But our one challenge is we get zero offerings.
Right. Well, yeah. Wow.
So there's certainly ways that that people could help, and our upcoming event is one of those.
And they could visit you online. There's probably opportunities to give there as well.
Yep, all kinds of information online, ways to give, more information about what we're doing, our aftercare program, and ways to give.
JUB.org is the place if you want to visit. Aaron Keller's with us. He's the development administrator at Jubilee Ministries. And we talked a little bit, Aaron, about your upcoming golf tournament, but give us some of the details of it.
Yeah, so just to go over the time and place again, it's on Wednesday, May 8th at Fairview Golf Course. Registration and lunch are going to be at 11:30, and then tee off time will be at 1 p.m. Yeah, again, it's one of our major fundraisers, and like Ryan just mentioned, you know, we have 17 chaplains, so any of the support raised will go directly to the chaplains or directly to our aftercare program, which supports guys trying to break the recidivism rate of going back into prison, and we have that right down with our headquarters there in Lebanon. But yeah, it's just a great time of fellowship, and there's multiple sponsorship levels. You can sponsor a whole or sponsor a foursome. It's just a good time of fellowship. Find out what the ministry is doing, and then hear some personal testimony. So it's really a great time.
Is there a deadline if you want to sign up a foursome or be one of the golfers?
Yeah, let me. That's
a
good
question. May 1st.
May 1st.
May 1st. Yep. Okay. So coming up.
So you could be a part of a foursome, or you can organize your own foursome, or
any of the above.
So you're looking for golfers, you're looking for sponsors, you're looking for people to get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
coming up on May the 8th at Fairview Golf, it's an opportunity for you to find out what's going on with Jubilee Ministries and also support the work they're doing in all of their prisons with all of their pastors, as Ryan said, who are out there ministering on a daily basis. And once again, you could sign up online, jub.org. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, we loved having you. Back to the music we go. This is Audrey Assad, Holy, Holy, Holy on FM 90.3 WJTL.